Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to NHPC Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Elara Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe from Elara Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Elara Securities, we welcome you all for the Q4 FY24 conference call of NHPC. I take this opportunity to welcome the management of NHPC, represented by Mr. R.P. Goyal, sir. He is Chairman and Managing Director and also Director of Finance. We have Mr. Uttam Lal, Director of Personnel, also Mr. R.K. Choudhary, Director of Technical. We will begin the call with a brief overview by the management, followed by a Q&A session. I will now hand over the call to Mr. R.P. Goyal, sir, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rupesh. Good afternoon, friends. The NHPC board has adopted annual financial results for the period ended 31st March 2024 in its meeting held on 17th May 2024, and the same has already been communicated to stock exchanges. By now, I hope you all could have gotten a chance to go through the quarterly and yearly set of numbers. Detailed analysis of financial results of the company is as follows. During FY24, our power stations have achieved generation of 21,773 million units as against 24,619 million units generated in the corresponding period of the previous financial year, which is lower by about 12%, that is 2,846 million units. This is mainly due to heavy flash flood in Teesta Basin in October 2023, which has resulted in a complete shutdown of Teesta 5 power station. The restoration works are underway and are expected to be completed by March 2025. Further, overall lower water availability and intense rain and flood in some parts of Himachal Pradesh in August 2023 has also impacted the generation in the region, especially the outage of all units of Parbati 3 power station, which were got fully operational in the month of September 2023. During the fourth quarter 2024, our power stations have achieved generation of 2,304 million units as against 2,891 million units generated in the corresponding period of the previous year, which is lower by about 20%. That is 587 million units lower due to reasons which I just explained. Our PAF for FY24 stands at 77.6% against the corresponding previous period PAF of 88.75%, which is again lower by around 11%. This is mainly due to outage of some of our power stations like Teesta 5, Parbati 3, Kishanganga, Chamarat 3, and lower water availability. Our PAF for fourth quarter FY24 stands at 54.65% against the corresponding previous period PAF of 67.96%, which is about 30% lower on account of same reasons. For FY24, the company has earned revenue from operations of rupees 8,405 crores as against rupees 9,316 crores in the corresponding previous period, which is about 10% lower or by rupees 911 crores. The decrease in revenue is mainly due to lower generation. During fourth quarter FY24, the company has earned revenue from operations of rupees 1,652 crores as against rupees 1,717 crores in the corresponding previous period, which is about 4% lower by rupees 65 crores. The decrease in revenue is again mainly due to lower generation. Other income for FY24 is of the order of 1,620 crores in comparison to 835 crores during the corresponding previous period, which is about 94% higher or by rupees 785 crores. This is mainly due to an increase in dividend income by rupees 121 crores from one of our subsidiaries, that is NSDC, and increase in realization of business interruption loss against insurance claim by rupees 108 crore. And increase in income from exchange rate variation by rupees 74 crore. Further, there is income from insurance claim of rupees 382 crore on account of material damage, mainly in respect of piece of pipe power system. However, this has no impact on profit as the same has also been booked in other expenses as well. Other income for fourth quarter FY24 is of the order of 591 crore in comparison to 254 crore during the corresponding previous period, which is about 133% higher of rupees 337 crore. This is mainly due to increase in dividend income by rupees 97 crore and realization of business interruption loss against insurance claim against the Safai power station of rupees 112 crore. Increase in income from exchange rate variation by rupees 41 crore and other miscellaneous items. During FY24, the generation expenses have come down from rupees 936 crore to rupees 814 crore, means by rupees 122 crore due to lower generation and reversal of water sales booked earlier in respect of Himachal Pradesh and Sikkim. During fourth quarter FY24, the generation expenses have come down from rupees 152 crore to negative rupees 247 crore, means by rupees 399 crore, mainly due to reversal of water sales during the current quarter in respect of Himachal Pradesh and Sikkim to the tune of rupees 412 crore in view of outcome of the Honorable High Court of Himachal Pradesh against imposition of water sales. Basically, we have won the case in Himachal, Honorable High Court of Himachal against the government of Himachal Pradesh, and we are expected to win the case in case of Sikkim also. During FY24, the employee cost has come down from rupees 1,300 crore to rupees 1,297 crore, means by rupees 4 crore, which is almost flat. During fourth quarter FY24, the employee cost has come down from rupees 417 crore to 369 crore, means by rupees 40 to 48 crore, which is mainly on account of retirement of employees. During FY24, there has been decrease in the finance cost from rupees 476 crore to rupees 425 crore, means by rupees 51 crore, which is mainly due to change in rate of interest and repayment of loan. During fourth quarter FY24, there has been decrease in the finance cost from rupees 112 crore to rupees 95 crore, means by rupees 17 crore, which is again mainly due to change in rate of interest and repayment of loans. During FY24, the depreciation and amortization expenses have come down from rupees 1,145 crore to 1,111 crore, means by rupees 34 crore, which is mainly due to completion of 12 years of life in respect of Sewa 2 power system in FY22-23. So, depreciation charge in respect of Sewa 2 has come down drastically. During fourth quarter, the depreciation and amortization expenses have come down from rupees 286 crore to rupees 280 crore, means by rupees 6 crore, which is again mainly due to completion of 12 years of life of Sewa 2 power system in FY22-23. During FY24, other expenses have gone up from rupees 1,708 crore to 2,316 crore, means by rupees 608 crore. This is mainly due to increase in insurance expenses by rupees 125 crore and increase in interest on arbitration oblique court cases by rupees 183 crore. Further, there is accounting of material damage of rupees 441 crore mainly in respect of Teesta 5 power system, which has been offset by insurance claim of rupees 382 crore as shown under other income. During fourth quarter, other expenses have gone up from rupees 486 crore to 788 crore, means by rupees 302 crore. This is mainly due to increase in insurance expenses by rupees 49 crore, increase in interest on arbitration oblique court cases by rupees 183 crore, increase in interest to beneficiaries by rupees 49 crore. During FY24, MAT credit of rupees 529 crore has been recognized and made credit of rupees 355 crore has been utilized during the period. This has resulted in a positive impact on profitability by rupees 174 crore. During fourth quarter FY24, made credit of rupees 129 crore has been utilized during the period. This has resulted in a negative impact of rupees 129 crore on PAT for the quarter. During FY24, we have earned PAT of rupees 3,744 crore as against 3,834 crore of corresponding previous period, which is down by rupees 90 crore, that is around 2%. And the reasons for decrease increase in the line items we have just discussed. During fourth quarter FY24, we have earned PAT of rupees 698 crore as against 569 crore of corresponding previous period, which is up by 129 crore or 23% approx. And the reasons we have just discussed. During FY24, the incentive position is as under. We have earned secondary energy of rupees 102 crore as against 123 crore in the corresponding previous year. PF incentive is for FY23-24 is 316 crore as against 405 crore. So this is down by 89 crore. Deviation charges are 41 crore for FY23-24 as against 147 crore we earned in FY22-23. So it is also lower by 106 crore. So total incentive on these three accounts is for FY23-24 is 459 crore as against 675 crore we earned in the corresponding previous year. So there is a dip of 216 crore in respect to all the three incentives. During fourth quarter FY24, the incentive position is as under. We earned secondary energy to the tune of rupees 80 crore as against 110 crore in the corresponding previous quarter. So it is also lower by 30 crore. PF-based incentive is 252 crore as against 349 crore in the corresponding previous quarter. So it is lower by 97 crore. Deviation charges are 7 crore as against negative 2 crore in the corresponding previous quarter. So this is up by 9 crore. So total incentive for the quarter fourth quarter of 23-24 is 339 crore as against 457 crore in the corresponding previous quarter. So there is dip, total dip of 118 crore so far the quarter is concerned. We incurred capex of rupees 8,652 crore during FY23-24 against target capex of rupees 10,857 crore on consolidated basis. The board of directors has recommended the payment of final dividend at the rate of 5%, that is 50 paisa per equity share, in addition to interim dividend at the rate of 14%, resulting in total dividend at the rate of 19%, that is ₹1.90 per equity share on the face value of paid up equity shares of rupees 10 each for the financial year 23-24. Other major highlights of the company are as follows. On realization front, NHPC has received rupees 9,606 crore from the beneficiaries against sale of energy during FY24 as compared to rupees 7,435 crore in the corresponding period of previous year. Trade receivables as on 31st March 24 stands at rupees 3,984 crore as against 5,887 crore as on 31st March 23. This includes rupees 2,263 crore as unbilled debtors as on 31st March, as against rupees 2,757 crore as on 31st March 23. The net receivables out of total reported trade receivables as on 31st March 24 are as under. Reported trade receivables are 3,984 crore. This includes unbilled debtors 2,263 crore. If you subtract the unbilled debtors, then net billed receivables are 1,721 crore. This includes rupees 191 crore, for which we have already received the money through bill discounting, but due to accounting compulsion, it is being disclosed as outstanding debtors. Then rupees 712 crore is on account of debtors for which we are receiving money in installments as per late payment surcharge rules notified by the Ministry of Power. And we will be receiving this 712 crore in the coming period in installments. So net amount due as on 31st March 24 is only 818 crore. And more than 45 days dues are only 277 crore as on 31st March 24. So position of outstanding debtors is very comfortable. Unbilled debtors mainly include impact of effective tax rate on return on equity of rupees 521 crore, unbilled sales for the month of March to the tune of rupees 500 crore, energy shortfall of rupees 425 crore, impact of FC billed and recoverable as per new regulations 2019-24, including security expenses of rupees 415 crore, normative IDC claimed for Kishanganga power station of rupees 144 crore and water usage charges rupees 104 crore. Net trade receivables as on 16th May 24 stands at rupees 1192 crore, which includes more than 45 days dues of rupees 160 crore only. On physical front, as we have been sharing that the active construction work at Subansiri Lower project site is going on in full swing. Recently, we achieved a major breakthrough in the completion of the project with the successful installation of spillway radial gates number 7, 8 and 9, along with sealing arrangement on 25th April 24. We are very hopeful that we can commission 3 units of the project by March 25 and rest of the units one by one by May 26. The estimated cost of the project is rupees 21,248 crore, out of which we have already incurred rupees 20,834 crore till March 24. The estimated levelized tariff based on the anticipated cost is rupees 5.60 per unit. In respect of party 2 project, as we have already said that we have achieved the daylighting of 31.5 km long headers tunnel of the project. We are trying our best to complete the project by December 24. The anticipated cost of the project is rupees 12,160 crore, out of which we have already spent rupees 11,127 crore till March 24. The estimated levelized tariff based on the anticipated cost is rupees 6.59 per unit. In respect of Dibang Multipurpose Project 2,880 megawatt contracts related to design and engineering, infrastructure works, construction of HRT and E&M works have already been awarded. We have achieved the crucial Dirki-Nala diversion, a significant stride towards ensuring all weather road access to the project site. The estimated cost of the project is rupees 31,876 crore, which includes grant of rupees 6,735 crore for flood moderation and enabling infrastructure works, out of which we have already incurred rupees 2,307 crore till March 24. Further, estimated levelized tariff of the project is rupees 4.46 per unit and the scheduled completion of the project is February 32. In respect of Lenco Tista Hydropower Limited, Tista 6 project, as we have said that work was progressing well at site. However, due to flash flood in the region on 4th October 23, the work was affected to some extent. Now the work is progressing well. However, all assets and works of the project are insured under construction all-risk policy. The estimated cost of the project is rupees 5,748 crore, out of which we have already incurred expenditure of rupees 3,444 crore till March 24. Estimated levelized tariff of the project is rupees 4.07 per unit and expected commissioning schedule of the project is December 27. Further, we are in the process of merger of LTSPL with NHPC and second motion application has been filed with MCA and hearing of the same is on 30th May 24. Jal Power Corporation Limited Rangit 4 project is also progressing well. The estimated cost of the project is ₹1,871 crore, out of which we have already incurred expenditure of ₹1,007 crore till March 24. Further, we are in the process of merger of this company also with NHPC. The project is expected to be completed by May 25. In respect of Ratle HE project, UT of J&K at 50 megawatt, the work is going well at the project site. The estimated cost of the project is ₹5,282 crore and we have incurred expenditure of ₹672 crore till March 24. Estimated levelized tariff of the project is ₹3.92 per unit and the project is expected to be completed by December 26. Presently, NHPC through its subsidiary CUPPL is executing three projects in Chenab Valley, Chenab Basin of UT of J&K. Construction work at Pakaldul HE project 1000 megawatt is progressing well. The estimated cost of the project is ₹8,112 crore, out of which we have incurred expenditure of ₹4,187 crore till March 24. Estimated realized tariff of the project is ₹4.28 per unit and the project is expected to be completed by September 26. In respect of Hero HE project, we have incurred expenditure of ₹1,730 crore till March 24, out of estimated cost of ₹4,288 crore. Estimated levelized tariff of the project is ₹4.64 per unit and estimated completion of the project is September 26. In respect of Kavar hydroelectric project 540 megawatt, the work is progressing at site. The estimated cost of the project is ₹4,526 crore, out of which we have incurred expenditure of ₹631 crore till March 24. Estimated levelized tariff of the project is ₹4.44 per unit and the project will be completed by December 27. Apart from above, under construction projects, NHPC is also working on some projects such as Teesta 4, 510 megawatt, Sawalkot 1,856 megawatt, Oregon stage 2 240 megawatt, Dulasti stage 2 260 megawatt, Kirti 2 930 megawatt and Zugar project 500 megawatt, which are at the different stages of clearances. In respect of our hydroelectric projects in Nepal, DPR preparation is under progress for 750 megawatt West Shakti project and the inception report submitted by NHPC has been accepted by Investment Board of Nepal in respect of 450 megawatt Sethi River 6 hydroelectric project. Further, review of DPR has been submitted to Vidyut Utpadan Company Limited Nepal on 30th March 24 in respect of Phukat Karnali hydroelectric project 480 megawatt in Nepal. PPAs for all the under construction projects of NHPC, including its subsidiaries, have been signed. Our consent has been received from the DISCOMs for the same. In respect of 1000 megawatt capacity solar project, the work is progressing well in respect of 300 megawatt project in Bikaner, Rajasthan and land acquisition is in progress in respect of 600 megawatt project in Gujarat and 100 megawatt project in Andhra Pradesh. NHPC has received letter of intent for setting up of 200 megawatt grid connected solar photovoltaic power project located in GSEC Renewable Energy Park Stage 3 at Khavda, Gujarat at the rate of ₹2.66 per unit through tariff-based competitive bidding from Gujarat Urja Vikas Nigam Limited on 14th March 24. NHPC is also exploring to develop pumped storage projects in the state of Andhra Pradesh, Odisha, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Tripura, Punjab and Maharashtra with total indicative capacity of approximately 20,000 megawatt. We have submitted PFR of Indira Sagar, Omkareshwar 525 megawatt, Tekwa 2 800 megawatt and Satpura 2 1500 megawatt pump storage schemes situated in state of Madhya Pradesh. Further, PFR of Savitri Pump Storage Project, 1800 MW, and KGD PSP, 600 MW, situated in Maharashtra, have also been submitted. For other projects, preparation of PFR is in progress. This is all from our side. Now the forum is open for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for the opportunity. My question is on the Subansiri and Parvati 2.
Mohit, sorry to interrupt you. Can I request you to talk a little louder?
Is it better now?
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. My first question is on the Subansiri and Parvati 2. If I remember, sir, earlier the schedule was March 24 for Parvati 2 and June 24 for Subansiri. It looks like it has slipped to Parvati 2 is looking like December 24 and Subansiri complete plant commissioning is May 26. Is that number correct, sir? Is that?
Yes, please.
Why is there so much delay in Subansiri, sir? I think we were looking to complete this project in FY25, if I'm not wrong.
Our director, Israel, Mr. Chaudhary, will answer this question.
Good afternoon. Yes, you have correctly mentioned that earlier Subansiri commissioning and the Parvati commissioning was, as you have mentioned, the Subansiri during the last year in October, there was a subsidence in Diversion Tunnel 1 which triggered a hill slope slide on the left bank. And that damaged a portion of the hill slope and also they damaged the portion of the Diversion Tunnel 1. Diversion Tunnel 1 unfortunately got connected with the river at the second point, apart from the inlet, diversion tunnel inlet. So, lot of restoration works it necessitated. And we started the works and we are on the job. Now, major portion of the restoration works are completed. Although hill slope restoration works is still going on. Diversion Tunnel 1, there was a lot of seepage and it was even to the tune of 8 to 9 cumex. Now it has come down less than 1 cumex and we have completed the blind portion of the plug in Diversion Tunnel 1. So now we are hopeful and we are going well. The balance portion of Diversion Tunnel 1 plug shall be taken up after the current monsoon season. So that's why this is the main reason of shifting the commissioning schedule of the project, Subansiri Lower. So far Parvati is concerned, Parvati also there was delay in excavation, but now the excavation of the Parvati 2 is completed, daylighting was achieved and only concrete lining is left and we are presently going ahead with the concrete lining with the help of four steel gantries and we are going well and we are comfortable. We are confident that we will achieve the commissioning by December 24. Thank you.
When do you expect the first unit of Subansiri to be up and running?
March 25. So, because the unit is ready, unit 1, unit 2 and unit 3 is almost ready. Unit 3, just we are going to lower the stator and thereafter rotor. unit 1 and 2 already boxed up. So only this civil works and the some portion of hydromechanical works will complete. And we are hopeful that we are going to commission the first, second and third unit in March 25.
Understood. The second question is on the, what is our CapEx target for FY25? And is there any chance of starting the work on any pumped storage hydro projects?
Our CapEx target for FY25 is to the tune of 11,000 crore plus. 11,761 crore, and this expenditure does not include any expenditure on pump storage projects because it will take some time to complete the DPRO first project, that is our Indrasagar Omkareshwar pump storage project. So we have not kept any expenditure for pump storage in this financial year.
Is it possible to give the breakup of this CapEx, sir?
Certainly, certainly. We have kept 456 crore for Parthi 2 project, then 1000 crore for Subansiri Lower, 950 crore for Zibang, then we have kept around 950 crore for new upcoming projects which include Sawalkot, Dugar, then Dulasi Stage 2, etc. Then we have kept 1,623 crore for solar projects, which includes our 1,000 CPC scheme projects, three projects, and other projects which we have won in bidding process in Gujarat. So 1,623 crore is planned for solar projects. So total capex as NHPC standalone basis is 5,131 crore. Then we have planned rupees 3,370 crore for our Chenab Valley projects, which consists three projects, Pakkaldol, Thiru and Kavar. For Pakkaldol, we have kept 1,750 crore, Thiru 1,181 crore and Kavar 427 crore. Then we have kept rupees 550 crore for our solar projects which we are doing in our one of the subsidiaries, that is BSUL. It consists 3-4 projects which are at different stages. Then we have kept rupees 1,198 crore for our Lenko Tista 6 project in state of Sikkim and Rangit for 460 crore. For Ratlake we have kept 950 crore. So this is the breakup of 11,761 crore capex which we have planned for FY24-25.
So one clarification, sir, we're talking about your joint venture projects. Are you talking about the equity requirement or the total capex?
No, this is total capex, which includes loan.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Anuj Upadhyay from Investec India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So this question again belongs to Subansiri and Parvati. Because of the delay in the COD, that is the commissioning date, I believe there is a revision in the tariff rate on the upper direction. I'm aware that the PPA has been signed, but how well the beneficiaries are placed to, you know, take up this project at the revised tariff rates?
First of all, we have PPAs are in place, and in case of Subansiri, rate is slightly higher. That is around 62 paisa. But we will do some re-engineering to lower the tariff and to get the power sold. And in respect of Parthi 2, it is in respect of Parthi 2, the rate is 6.59 paisa. Yes. So we will do some re-engineering to lower the tariff. We will accept the lower operation maintenance charges for first 5 years, and we can plan for longer period of depreciation. So we will try to keep it within the range of 6 rupees, and there will be no loss to the company. So far as Subansiri is concerned, the latest tariff is coming at 5.60 rupees, and that will be, that is well within the range of sellable range. And there will be no loss to the company on account of ROE or any other things.
Okay, so this will be on a cost plus basis, right, sir? There is nothing as such a fixed price.
In case of Dulhasti, in the year of 2007, we sold the tariff was 5.50 rupees, and there was no issue. So this tariff will also not be there will not be any issue in selling the power.
Okay, sir. Secondly, on the capex, you mentioned the capex for FY25 would be 11,764 crores on a consol basis. Is it right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Any approximate figure for FY26 as well?
For FY26, our capex is in the range of 13,317 crores. So again, it will be in the same range. This is a plan for 13,000 crores plus.
So, got it, sir. So, roughly it's like 25,000 crores is what we are planning over next 2 years. And how? Hello.
And in next 7 to 8 years, it is in the same range. We will be incurring capex in the range of 13,000 to 15,000 crores every year.
Per year, you are saying. Okay, okay. And sir, how well our cash flows are placed to meet our the equity capex requirement of this quantum? As you are saying, 13,000 is a roughly capex requirement that entails roughly 3,000 to 3,500 crores as an equity requirement, considering 70-30 kind of a debt equity investment. So, how well our cash flows are placed? It would be helpful if you can take us through the.
We are very much comfortable on account of cash flow because only 30% is to be arranged from for equity. So, keeping in view our internal accruals, there will be no issue of cash flow. We have to arrange only around 4,000 crore annually on account of equity. So,
okay, so 4,000 equity can be, I mean, like internal cash flow can be easily made through the operation.
Yes, our PAT is in the current PAT is in the range of 3,800 crore, and the depreciation is in the range of around 1,600 crore. So our internal cash accrual is in the range of 5,400 crore. So after deducting the outflow on account of dividend, around 3,600 crore is available for capex on account of equity. So going forward, our PAT will increase and our internal accrual will also increase for meeting out the capex.
Thank you, sir. That's it from mine.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Bhavesh Patel from Patel Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. My question is regarding the recent news of us assigning a floating solar power related technology tie-up. When do we expect implementation of this, and you know, where initially, if you have any idea?
Recently, we have signed a MOU with a Norway company, Ocean Sun. So, both NHPC and Ocean Sun will identify the water bodies where we can go ahead with the floating solar. So, as of now, first of all, first job is to identify the water bodies and business opportunities. And jointly, Ocean Sun Norway and NHPC is going to develop the floating solar. Presently, we are executing the floating solar on 88 megawatt in Omkareshwar Reservoir through NHDC. And also, we are exploring in Rengali, Odisha, 300 megawatt floating solar. So, last few months back, we went for the tendering. Unfortunately, there was only one tender. So, again, we are going for the re-tendering.
Okay, thank you. And you mentioned about 20,000 megawatt hydro storage power plants over the next 10 years. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, please. It is in the survey and investigation stage. So we will be taking up projects which are, first we will take up those projects which are easy, and as per our plan, within 2 years, work will start on the ground in case of 3-4 projects with the capacity of around 5,000 to 6,000 megawatt in the pump storage space. And these projects will be commissioned by FY30.
All right. Thank you. And again, we will continue with our dividend distribution policy, which is the current one.
Dividend, we will continue to pay dividend as per the, our policy, and which is the, as per different guidelines only.
Okay. Thank you, and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Prashant from Univer Corporate Research. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Just wanted to reconfirm with the Subansiri hydroelectric project. When will the, as you mentioned, the units will be commissioned in March 25. So, all the units will be commissioned in 1 month, or it will be staggered, say?
No. Basically, 3 units of this project will be commissioned in the month of March 25, and balance 5 units will be commissioned one by one up by May 26.
May 26.
Yes.
No, my question is whether all the 3 units will be commissioned in March, or
yes,
is it...
Yes, because 3 units will be ready by March 25. Basically, some civil work and some hydro-mechanical work is pending. Otherwise, our 2 units are boxed up already, and 3rd unit is also going to be boxed up by October or November 24. So, from electromechanical side, there is no issue in respect of 3 units. Only the balance civil work and HM work is to be completed. So that's why I'm saying that 3 units will be commissioned at a time in the month of March 25.
But is there a possibility that 1 or 2 units may be commissioned before March, or say Jan, Feb or something?
Oh, because completion of civil works and hydromechanical work gets is to be completed, and these balance works are expected to be completed by February or March 25. That's why there is no possibility of commissioning 1 or 2 units before that.
Okay. And secondly, sir, regarding the one of the projects which was kept on the back burner or abandoned by NHPC was the Bursar project, and the company had written off also a few amount.
Yes, we had. Sorry, you complete this.
Yeah, is there a possibility of revival by the government, from the government side, of that project, or is it?
Bursar, we have prepared the DPR. So DPR prepared, and in 2008, that project was declared as a national project by the Ministry of Water Resources. And we completed the DPR and submitted the DPR to CA, CWC, and Ministry of Jal Shakti. So, what is happening, all the cost of the Bursar is going to be loaded for the power generation, then the power generation is coming quite high, rate of the power generation. So, the second aspect is storage. So, apportioning the cost for the storage for irrigation purpose. And unfortunately, for command area for the irrigation in Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh, the government is not getting the required command area for irrigation. But still, we feel that the country should go ahead with the, because the storage project is very rare in our country, very scarce. And wherever the storage project is available, we should develop it. So government, once government will rethink and government will direct NHPC, then certainly we will like to develop Bursar.
Prashant, for your clarity, I want to say that this project will be viable only when the government provides a grant for the storage component. Otherwise, tariff is coming very high. It is coming in the range of 25 to 30 rupees per unit. So, in case government wants to construct this project for a strategic point of view or any other point of view, only then it will happen. Otherwise, we have already provided the expenditure which we had incurred in past.
Yeah. One more question, sir, is on the Dibang project. When do you expect the work to start at the ground level in that project?
In Dibang project, the work has already started on the ground. The construction of the roads, bridges, culverts, in the package, one package awarded to L&T already going on well on the ground. And the one more package for the construction of powerhouse and other ADITs, tunnels, so awarded to Patel and GR Infra joint venture. Yeah. And those works are also going on well on the ground. So recently myself and the chairman saab visited the project. Works are going well. Getting ready to float the tender for construction of the main concrete dam.
So I just want to ask you, is all the land acquisition for the project over?
Yes.
Or is this?
Total land acquisition has already been done, and we have ordered all the package except civil works package for dam and two small packages of hydromechanical works, which will also happen in the next 3-4 months.
Oh, okay. All the best, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next follow-up question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity once again. My question is on these EPC tender. So are you looking to award EPC tender for Sawalkot and Dugar this year?
Yes, we are in the process for awarding the work for Sawalkot subject to approval by the CC. So we have already taken up the issue with J&K government as well as the Ministry of Power for approval of this project. So far, Dugar is concerned. As you know, government of Himachal Pradesh has put down all the concessions which were agreed by them, and for which we are in the court. So it depends on outcome of the court case and the approval of the Himachal government to provide concessions. Otherwise, this project may not be viable. Dugar may not be viable.
Is it right to say that we are looking to award both the projects in one single EPC package?
Yes, sir. We are in the process of tendering. Tender have already been floated for Dugar. And for Sawalkot, we are preparing packages. So we will be doing the tendering work simultaneously. In case government approval is received or the court verdict is in our favor, only then we will award the work. But we are preparing simultaneously.
Understood, sir. My second question is on this, sir. On the last year, I think we did a fair amount of tendering on behalf of DISCOM for purchasing renewable power, right? So what is the progress on the PPAs for those projects, for those tenders, and how much tenders you're looking to award in this fiscal?
We have already signed PPA and PSA for 3,000 megawatt capacity in the REI mode, and for 1,400, the process is going on. So you can say that we will be able to sign PPA and PSA for 4,400 megawatts. Against the capacity which was allocated to by the MNRE to the tune of 10,000 megawatt.
So 10,000 megawatt, we have conducted bids for 7,400 megawatt. Is that right?
4,400 megawatt.
Okay, understood. So thank you, sir. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rajesh Mangal Agarwal from Rajesh Mangal and Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I am a retail investor and many congratulations to you that retail investor has too much faith in NHPC right now. See, in last December quarter, number of retail investors is 10.32 lakhs and it is almost increased 3 times. Right now, the retail investor in March 24 quarter is 33.35 lakhs. Sir, I am going through your website and I think this March 24 presentation is missing there. Am I correct?
Number of shareholders. You are talking about number of shareholders?
No. I am talking about investor presentation for March 24.
Okay.
It will be uploaded. The March 24 presentation shall be uploaded after this con call. So most likely, you'll be getting the presentation by end of the day.
But sir, I think it will be better for future. It will be better to present that investor presentation beforehand so that investor can go through this. And if at all anything he wants to discuss with you people,
okay,
then
Mr.
he can
Rajesh,
go.
We have noted your suggestion. It will be done in for future.
Okay. Second question is, sir, what is the expected ROE, return on equity, for financial year 24-25?
You are talking about company level?
Yeah. Consolidated
company level. It will be in the range of 10 to 11%.
10 to 11%?
Yes.
Okay. And may I know, sir, what the revenue top line growth we will achieve during 24-25 by way of the new commissioning of our plants, etc.?
As we have discussed, that there is no new capacity being added prior to March 25, so there will not be any increase in the top line because capacity is the same.
Okay.
Only two megawatts of the solar can be added.
Okay. And last question is, sir, we have shown it in our company that the capital work in progress is around 39,650 crores.
Yes.
Capital work in progress, okay?
Yes.
So can you throw some light on this word, to which this pertains, 39,650 crores?
There are two big projects in our case. One is Subansiri 2000 megawatt. It is capital work in progress is in the range of 21,000 crore plus. And Sparth is 800 megawatt, which that expenditure incurred is in the range of 11,000 crore plus. So keep taking these two projects, total 32,000 crore is coming. And balance is in respect of other projects like Diva and other projects.
No issue, sir. Sir, sorry for the question again. When we wish to commence this plant, all these big two plants?
As we talked, Parthi 2 will be commissioned in the month of December 24, and 3 units of Subansiri will be commissioned in March 25, and balance 5 units will be commissioned in phase manner by May 26.
Okay. And last one, sir, this, I have listened in the con call about this floating solar power plant and 300 megawatt in Bengali and 88 megawatt in Omkareshwar.
Yes.
So when do you expect to commissioning this project and earning revenue from this?
So far, 88 megawatt in Omkareshwar project is concerned. It will be commissioned by October 24. But in so far, 300 megawatt Bengali is there. It is in the re-tendering stage, and in case everything goes well, we will be commissioning this project in FY, taking 2 years completion period in FY 26-27.
Yes. Okay. Sir, whom do you give this 88 Omkareshwar contract?
We have given contract to Tata.
Tata Power?
At about.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks again for this opportunity and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Soren Mehta, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir. I'm very proud that you have given clarity about the Subansiri and Parvati projects. And wish to know that as math department has predicted normal to excess rainfall, will it affect our company in a positive way?
Mr. Soran, excess monsoon impacts us in negative sense, and lower monsoon also impact in negative sense in respect of our power stations which are under operations. But moderate monsoon is always welcome. So, if in case excess monsoon comes, our construction project gets affected.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, we'll take the last question from the line of Bhavesh Patel from Patel Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. And my question was additional capacity coming up, and you answered that in the earlier question. So once again, all the very best for the upcoming execution, and you know, continue on the great work the company is doing, and we are really excited. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe for closing comments.
Happy going, sir, for giving us an opportunity to host this call.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Bhavesh.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Elara Securities Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.